We're going to participate in communion. Around here, we do communion once a month, and we have decided we would go ahead and do that on the first Sunday of each month. And so if you're not from this church, we invite you to participate in communion right along with us. We have an open table here. The most important part is that you've surrendered your life to Jesus. If you've not yet given your life to Jesus, then I urge you to do so today. He loves you so much. But if you've given your life to the Lord, that's what is the foundation of communion. Some people have been taught in life that if you have any difficulty with someone, then you don't take communion and you make sure you go get it right with that person. Thank you so much, guys. And that is true. You make sure you go get it right with that person. I'll chase that one. Thank you. Thank you. But the Bible says participation in communion brings impartation of His life to us. If you have done everything you can to make relationship right with someone and it's simply not right, you have to yield that person to the Lord. Give them to Him. Trust Him for them. If there's something within your power that you can yet do, I urge you to take communion and make your commitment to be taking care of it at your first opportunity after we conclude the service. Receive the impartation of His life. The Scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me.' In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of Me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged." Well, we are those who participate in the blessing of His presence, who receive His good news, and have been thankful for His forgiveness. Isn't that true? So if you want to take a moment to examine yourself, and then we will participate in the elements together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, into Your hands we commit our lives, we commit our spirits. Because You gave Yourself for us, we give ourselves freely to You. We love You, Lord, because You first loved us. Now, Lord, we ask You that as we participate in this bread, we understand that it becomes Your body by faith, and that Your body was broken for us. You took our sins, our griefs, our sicknesses, our sorrows upon Your cross of Calvary. We thank You, Lord, that we don't have to walk around. When we've surrendered our life to You, we don't have to walk around saying, "I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner." We get to walk around saying, "I'm forgiven, I'm forgiven, I'm forgiven." And we thank You so much for speaking that forgiveness from the cross, for dying for us, being buried for us, and for rising again. Now, Lord, we participate in this together in remembrance of You. Let's participate together. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Lord, as we consider the fruit of the vine, we understand that Your blood was shed for us, that we are washed clean by the blood of Jesus. There's no degree to sin. It doesn't matter what the sin is. We all know that we have been sinners and we're now saved by grace through faith in Jesus and what You've done. Your blood was shed so ours didn't have to be. Thank You, Jesus, for taking our punishment for sin, for dying, being buried, and rising again. And this blood shed ratifies a new covenant, a new treaty with God, a new covenant in which we become sons and daughters by faith. In Jesus' name, let's partake in remembrance together. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus. I praise Your name. I give you worship and praise, Lord. You're worthy to be praised. We worship and adore you. We're so grateful for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you've done. What a great God you are.